T-H-T-H. That's all it's about.
Good morning, world. What is going on? My name is wow, what a great way to start. My name is Tariq Hilla, aka T-H. I made this profile last night. I'm just here to suss this thing out, see if anyone's gonna be actually listening, see how everybody is, people's views on life, and yeah, that is that. I hope everyone around the world is all well, and I'm from Melbourne, Australia, as you can tell from the accent. And I would just like to start by saying I really don't like this app on how it makes you narrow down what you're gonna speak about, sports or society and culture, etc. Because I speak about all types of shit. And yeah, so I'm just gonna do that. Anyways, I'd like to start by talking about gratitude. Waking up in the morning. It really, never was a believer in this type of shit, like waking up and then this gratitude business, you know, being grateful and thankful and just starting your day like that. But I'm telling you straight up, it is the most effective way to start your day and keep a positive view on yourself and everything around you. Because I used to wake up, you know, throw that sheet off, you know, sun's in my face, and you know, it was just negative. And you know, just by starting waking up, and I know, like, you know, some of you guys are like, oh my god, this is insane, yeah, but I really don't give a fuck what you think. At the end of the day, it works, it is what it is. And yeah, give it a shot. Wake up in the morning, be happier in a bed, or be happier on a couch, even though you probably maybe not that happy about it. Believe it, you know, be happy, be grateful. You know, you got to see another day. You know, it's really, 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 I can't stress enough how much it really changes your day just by starting it off by being thankful or grateful you're in a bed, or that your eyes got to open and see another day. You know, there's people out there with so much less. You know, everyone's in this rat race chasing shit that they don't even need, and you know, just being rude and mean to one another for no apparent reason, or people that are just out there to be spiteful, like, you know, for example, listen to this and, you know, start talking shit. Oh, you know, what are you doing about, like, man, worry about your day, be good, be happy. Life's too short for us to be hating on one another. And you know, I've just read the book, The Alchemist. It's fucking incredible. You know, it really goes to show the soul of the world is one. We're all more united than what you think, ladies and gentlemen. Kids, if you're listening, excuse the language. And yeah, I'll hit you guys up a bit later on today. I'm still updating the profile, learning how to use this shit, and that's all. Peace and love. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy TH from the land down under. So yesterday on the way home, I was hanging out with my little cousins and my little brother, and anyway, we're all in the car and shit. This just goes to show how important taking criticism is. Majority of the time, it's easy to be like, yeah, all right, we're gonna take criticism now, and yeah, it's all cool and well, everyone talks about it. But really, little, you know, small amounts of the times we actually take on criticism, and we don't let it get the best of us, and we don't get pissed off. Because yesterday they're sitting there like, oh, you got to make your choruses more repetitive. And I really didn't like that. It hit at home, and I'm like, why should I dumb down my writing and my art form in hip hop and music that I write and spend time and effort trying to get a message across and dumbing that shit down so other people can listen to it? But then I noticed we're in an age where, you know, you have to sort of do that. And anyways, whether you agree or disagree, I don't care. That's not the point here. The point is,
I'm sitting down today and I'm writing, and I restructured one of the tracks that I already had written. It was, you know, 80% finished. And I sat down, I go, fuck it, I'm gonna give it a shot and try it. And I did. I put the chorus at the front, and then I threw it back in the middle, then I put another one just before the second chorus, and I replayed it, and then I rapped it, I listened to it, and fuck, it sounds really good. So, as much as what they said pissed me off, I went back home and thought about it and took it on board. And I would like to hope that everyone else can do the exact same thing. This is why I'm sharing this with you, so you can do the same shit. Don't initially react straight away. Don't let the anger get the better of you. Take a second, go home, think about it. Whatever it is, you can apply this to anything. And then take it from there. Peace and love, listener people. Bye.